forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, November 14th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and so will Lindsay Williams. He'll be coming up in a few. And, well, yes, it's happened. I went to the gas station to put a little bit of gas in my car this morning and hadn't paid much attention to the gas prices. I filled up, didn't fill up, but I put, I don't know what, $40 worth of gas in my tank 2 weeks ago. And yes, the gas prices looked to be about 30 cents higher, and they warned us it was coming. So what does that mean? That means here we go again. We're being manipulated. And then the administration has told us, oh, we don't have any control of that. Well, maybe not in the administrative capacity you don't, but all those guys in the administration that are on the boards of directors of these oil companies, they do. They know, they pass it on, and they're laughing at us behind closed doors. Well, you know what? I was listening to Cash Flow, John and James, and they played a tape, which I thought was very interesting. A 12-minute tape talking about people that have credit card debt and how you can get out of it. And as I listened to that, I thought to myself, you know, I've got a show coming up Monday called What We Didn't Learn in School. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with my listening audience some of the things that I have learned of late, thanks to Don up in Oregon, who has sent me about close to a ream's worth of work or paperwork that I've read through. But it ties right in with this, because for those of you who listened to this 12-minute recorded tape, this phone conversation that John played on the air a few minutes ago, what's happening here is that you are assigning your credit card debt over to somebody else, and what they do is they turn around and they send a payment into the credit card company with what is called a presentiment. And as James Martinez said, the banks always accept that presentiment because they accept the cash. And when they do that, it changes the terms of the contract and puts it in your favor. And I have good news for you folks, because this is what I've been working on with this information that Don in Oregon sent me. We're going to turn the tables on these people, because sad to say, none of us for the last 70-odd years have had any money. Now, I know that's hard to swallow. What we've had and what we've possessed is somebody else's debt. Those dollar bills that you have in your pocket are nothing more than a representation of somebody else's debt. The only real assets that are in this country are real estate, gold, silver, bridges, roads, water, power companies, that sort of thing, food. But those dollar bills that we hold in our pocket are fiat currency. They are totally worthless. They are nothing more than a representation of debt. And we use our labor to trade for this debt. Then we turn around with this fiat currency that they give us, and we have to file a return, or at least we're told that we have to file a return every year to do the bookkeeping on this debt, and return a portion of this fiat currency, which really equates into our labor. But you know what? We're going to turn the tables on these people. John and James are doing it on Cash Flow. I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to teach you how to do it. We'll be back in three with my guest, Lindsay Williams. We're going to talk about the gas prices. We're going to talk about the manipulation thereof. It's going to be a good show today. Stick with me. I'll be back in three.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Now, I've got Lindsay Williams coming up, but I got a message during the break that there's a quick breaking news here that needs to be addressed. I had Elder on my show, what was it? Veterans Day, and I guess he wants to come on for a quick second. He's got some breaking news that must be brought forth to the public. So let's go to Elder first, and then we'll go to Lindsay next. So, Elder, are you with me?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it, Michael. Just some quick breaking news. Children and their parents are being terrorized with fines and imprisonment for exercising their right to avoid poisonous vaccines in Prince George's County, Maryland. The parents of more than 2,300 Prince George's County students who failed to get their needed vaccines could face fines of $50 a day and up to 10 days in jail if their children did not meet the state's immunization requirements, the county officials said. This is just outrageous, Michael. I know where you stand on it, on these vaccines. What I want to do is direct people, if they could see this breaking news video at freewaves.tv, Michael, and they can also find out how to get in contact with expert court witness Dr. Rebecca Carley to find out what they can do to legally avoid getting these vaccines, which are just loaded full of poison. This is critically important. Now we're beginning to see this onslaught against our children and families with these poisonous vaccines, and we need to put a stop to it as soon as we possibly can.
Right, and this is not a law. This is a mandate. A mandate is not a law. It's a policy, and they're trying to dupe these people into getting vaccinations. And what happened is that these parents have told the school system they weren't going to allow their children to be vaccinated. The school system suspended the children until they did get the vaccination, and then a month and a half later, now they're coming in. They're trying to force them by bringing them into court. So it was the school system that basically threw them out to begin with, and now they're trying to exercise this mandate, which is not a law, and those parents need to be aware of that. And thank you, Elder. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Okay, let's go to Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, you with me?
Thank
Hello,
you
Lindsay
so
Williams.
Much. Michael, thank you so much for letting me be with you today. When gasoline has gone up 50 cents a gallon all across America within the past 7 days.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lindsay. I just announced this. When I come on, I went to the gas station this morning for the first time in about 2 weeks, I think, and it went up from, in my area, it went up like 33 cents a gallon here. Now, I know that there are some places in California that it's gone up to over $5 a gallon. I haven't got a report from Indianapolis where my son lives yet, but you're saying, now, up in your area, has it increased 50 cents, Lindsay?
Oh, yes. In fact, the average price that you just announced it this morning, well, I guess it was yesterday afternoon, the average price of gasoline across America now is $3 a gallon.
You know,
and that's low test. That's not even high test.
Yeah, I know. I know, Lindsay. And I remember my thought process as I pulled up to the pump this morning and I went in to get $20 worth of gas. And I know that my needle after I put the $20 in was a little bit lower than normal. And the first thought that came to my mind is here we go again with this gross manipulation. It's just manipulation.
Oh, positively.
And it reminded me. I remember there was a statement that George Bush made, I believe, at a press conference a few years ago, and he said that they have absolutely nothing to do with the gas prices. This administration does. And that may be true, but I'll guarantee you this, Lindsay, that those people in that, a lot of those people in this administration are either aware of or they sit on the boards of these oil companies or they own a substantial amount of stock in these oil companies and they know exactly what's going on and they laugh at us behind closed doors.
Oh, positively. In fact, our vice president used to be the CEO of Halliburton, which of course is the largest oil contractor in the world. And they've just moved out of America, of course, to Dubai. Isn't that a compliment to us? And, of course, well, where are we? We're in the process of going to, now, okay, everybody out there, please, mark this down, and you will understand why I'm saying this in just a moment. The crude oil prices hit just short of $100 a barrel this past week. Just very short. Of course, went back down a little bit today. But it's going to be $100 a barrel. It's in the 90s already. When it was $60 a barrel, it was $3 a gallon at the gas pump. $90 a barrel, that means, or $100 a barrel, that means it's got to go up 40 to 50 cents a gallon at the gas pump, which it has done just about that. Now, where are they going with it? They're going to $150 a barrel. Now, Michael, in order for many of your listeners, you know, I haven't had the privilege of being on your show for about a year, and many of your listeners don't know why I make such alarming predictions as this. Let me give just a brief background to where I come from so that folks will understand why I have the ability to make such statements as this.
Yes, I've got a lot of new listeners. You've got the floor, Lindsay. Go ahead.
Back in 1970, I went to Alaska as a missionary. I've been the pastor of a Baptist church for 12 years in Florida, and the Lord called me to Alaska as a missionary. When I arrived on the state of Alaska, they just announced in that year of 1970 that they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. That's the biggest pipe ever constructed on the face of the earth for the carrying of crude oil, 800 miles across the state of Alaska from the Arctic Ocean to Valdez in southern Alaska, 4 feet in diameter, and they said that 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build that 800-mile pipeline. Now, just be honest with me for a moment. If you heard that 25,000 of the cussingest, drinkingest, orneriest, most wicked people on the face of the earth, though they were known as, pipeliners were going to converge on your state to build a pipeline, what would be the first thing that would come to your mind if you were a Baptist missionary? Now, just be honest for a moment. The first thing you would think is the first thing I thought. They need some spiritual guidance. And they said that 12 $1 billion was going to be spent in 3 years to build that pipeline. So I thought, well, why shouldn't I go to the oil companies and volunteer my services? So I did, and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? At first they laughed at me. And then finally, I guess they decided they couldn't. I went back so many times they couldn't get rid of me. So finally they said, okay, we've never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. We don't know what to do with you. You just go up there to Prudhoe Bay. We'll let you have those Northern Seven work camps, and you just do what you can. I'm quite sure they thought that I'd probably stay a week or so and come back home and never go again, but I didn't. 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me and he said, Chaplain, you're saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. He said, we never knew the value of a chaplain on a pipeline before. He said, we have just voted to give you executive status. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, well, you can go any place you'd like, see anything you want to see. And he said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Michael, if I had the slightest idea of what I was getting into, it probably would have scared the daylights out of me. For 3 years' time, by the providence of God, and there is no way in this world except the providence of God that a little insignificant, unknown missionary out in the bush of Alaska flying around airplanes helping other missionaries could have ever sat in the board meetings with the people you hear about in the World Bank, in the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world. And for 3 years' time, I sat in their board meetings and listened to what they had to say, lived with them in the same dorm, sat across the dinner table from them, picked their brains, and had an opportunity to figure out their mindset and what they think. If someone had asked me in 1980, Lindsey Williams, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth that control the world? I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had asked me in 1980, after I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day, and control the currencies of the world? Now, please note that statement, because I'm going to elaborate in the course of this program in such a way you are going to be appalled. Get your pencil and paper handy, folks. I'm going to tell you what I heard from the elitist of the world when I sat with them as to what they were going to do to currencies, the price of crude oil, and I'm going to tell you where the price of crude oil is going in the next few months. I'm just telling you the facts. Now, I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm telling you what I heard back then that I'm seeing take place today, and those people have an agenda. They know exactly what they're doing. They know where they're going, and they know where the price is going. And so because of my living with the elitist of the world for 3 years' time by God's providence, I can honestly say today that I understand their mindset. And after writing 6 books on the subject, I think that I can say, as probably very few people on the face of the earth can, except them themselves, and they wouldn't dare tell the story, that I can tell you exactly what their intentions are and where they're going next in light of what's happening in the world today. So it's not surprising to me today to see $3 a gallon at the gas pump and to see it go up 50 cents in 1 week's time, because I know their agenda, Michael.
The mindset of these people, first of all, for the sake of the listening audience, at what time frame was it that you were experiencing this? This is back in the 70s when they built the Alaska pipeline, is that right?
1974, 5, and 6 were the construction phase of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And then I kept in touch with such men as Ken Fromm and Jim Lawler and a few of the top oil company officials of Atlantic Richfield and others for a few years' time after that.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Lindsey. In rubbing elbows, if you will, with these people, did you find that that their mindset was that of benevolence or that of greed? I mean, do they really think they're helping people, or are they just greedy old cows that want as much money as they can get?
Well, keep in mind that these men put their pants on every morning just like you and I do. They're human beings. Yet, on the other hand, they have a completely different outlook on life than what you and I do. I think I could sum it all up in one phrase. The name of the game is control. For instance, one of them that I knew, he had enough money that he could write a check for $1 million every day the rest of his life. He'd never spend all of his money. There was much more in his motivation. The name of the game is the control of humanity.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in three with a whole lot more. Lindsay Williams, my guest, a very knowledgeable guy, fortunate enough to rub elbows with the elites. We'll be back in three.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy, we're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. We have my guest, Lindsay Williams, with us. And before I went out to the break, I said Lindsay was fortunate enough to be able to, you know, be with the elites. And what I meant by that is, Lindsay, you were fortunate enough to be able to pick their brains and share with us their thought patterns, but I don't really think you wanted to hang out with them on a regular basis.
Oh, positively not. In fact, most authors read other authors' books about these people and try somehow to explain what they think they are like. Someone asked me the other day, why don't you have a glossary in the back of your book, Energy Non-Crisis? I said, because I didn't read someone else's book and write about these people. I lived my story by the providence of God. I never went looking for this. It's something that I was put there for the purpose of knowing what I know today and being on your radio show. I actually think God put me there for the purpose of telling the nation what I'm telling them. Now, in light of all that, Michael, I would like to go into the nitty-gritty of this, so much for my story. That gives me some background and credibility, but I'd like you to know where you are right now, where the rubber meets the road. So, folks, please have your pencil and paper ready, because I'm about to give you some startling statistics that you will find nowhere else. had I not sat in the board meetings with these people and have an opportunity to know what they were thinking. Now, you are hurting. You're paying 50 cents or more a gallon at the gas pump. You're wondering how you're going to put food on the table in light of what's happening with the dollar's decline today. The Arab world is literally at their wits' end to know what to do. China, for instance, has already lost somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 to $8 billion just on the decline of the dollar because of the $1.4 trillion of paper that they hold of American money today. So the whole world is literally at their wits' end in a quandary, so mad at America it's unbelievable. In light of all of these things and how it's affecting you, and the fact that grocery prices have gone up 21% since January the 1st of this year, and since the dollar 2 days ago went down to 74.98 basic points. I mean, this is so alarming, it's unbelievable. And every bit of it is a part of a plan. It is not, you know, people look at this point, Michael, some people would say, oh, you're just a conspiratorialist. No, this is not a conspiracy. I don't like to use the word conspiracy at all. This is an agenda. This is planned. I heard them talking about a 30-year plan that they had for the world back years ago when I was sitting in their board meetings. And I have watched them carry out everything they said they were going to do meticulously, exactly as they said they were going to do it. So all of this is a design plan. Now, how does that come down to 2007? Here we go. Here's my first statement. Please write it down. It is going to impact your life more than you can possibly imagine. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. Now, think for a moment. You thought it was a dollar, didn't you? Well, it was up until about a year ago. But the standard currency of the world today is crude oil. It's not the dollar, nor the euro, nor the ruble. It's crude oil. There's one thing. You see, I heard them talking when I was with them about the fact that they chose crude oil back in the early 60s as a method of controlling the world. It's the one thing that touches the life of every human being. I don't care whether they live in a cardboard shack in a third world country or whether they live in a multi-million dollar mansion in the United States of America. There's one thing that touches the life of every single human being in this world, and that's crude oil. The toothbrush you use tonight to brush your teeth with, made of plastic, comes from crude oil. The asphalt highway you drive on. The polyester clothes you may be wearing right now while you're listening to this broadcast. The plastic bag in your garbage can that comes from crude oil. The drugs you buy at the drugstore, most of their base is crude oil. You see, there's one thing you can't get away from. You cannot get away from crude oil. And the dollar, likewise today. Now, this is going to be very startling to you, folks. I'm warning you. We're just getting started. Michael asked me to come on his program because he'd heard me give some of these statistics on another program here a while back. And I'll guarantee you that these things, the intricacies of how they are doing this are so insidious until it's unbelievable.
I'm writing. I got my pen and paper.
Well, the standard currency of the world is crude oil, and this is what they're using to do everything they're doing. Now, here's my second statement, and please, again, jot this down. When the oil-producing countries of the world stop using the dollar as the standard currency for the trade of crude oil, the dollar began its collapse. Now, think back just a little bit. Use your mind and think of a little over a year ago, the dollar it went down from $1.30 to where it went this past week of only 74.98 basic points. Now, why did that happen? There's a reason. They did it intentionally. Our president stands up there and says, no inflation. Oh, my goodness, come on. Go to the grocery store. Go to the hardware store. Go to the service station and buy gasoline and then tell me there's no inflation? I mean, how can they possibly expect the American people to believe the lies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. today? It's so unbelievable that we're so gullible as to sit back and think that there is no inflationary pressure on the dollar or anything else. Go to Walmart this year or Target and look at the prices on the shelves, and you'll see what's happening. When these oil-producing countries stop using the dollar as the standard currency for the trade of crude oil, something happened, and that's what we're going into.
Okay, we'll be back after the break. Got a whole bunch more for you. Lindsey Williams, my guest. Folks, stick with us. Call your friends. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I think so is Lindsay. Lindsay, you're in the Maricopa County area.
I'm just around the corner from you, Michael.
Yes, sir, we're neighbors. Okay, listen, China, Russia, Malaysia, all of these countries are bailing from the dollar, and Iran, I want to point out, and I know you know this, Iran has been attempting to set up an oil bourse. They've announced it three times, and you know, they were shifting away from using the dollar and going to other forms of currency. And I believe that is part of why the this administration and Israel are beating the war drums to attack them, is because they've basically thumbed their nose at the dollar. Am I on target there, Lindsay?
You are exactly right, Michael. Every bit of it has to do with crude oil. It is a crude oil crisis, not a dollar crisis. The dollar crisis is coming about as a result of what's happening in the oil world.
Okay, now, under the Bretton Woods Agreement, and this was, the committee set this up in, 1945 at the end of World War II, and in that agreement, wasn't it something said that there was an agreement that they made that they would, as long as these Middle Eastern countries use the dollar in trade for oil, that we would protect them? Was that some semblance of the agreement, Lindsay?
Yes, I understand that that's true. And as a result, we have an obligation. But they have an obligation also to use the dollar and to turn around and buy our T-bills, which in turn monetizes our national debt. Now, when they no longer buy those T-bills and when they break their agreement and don't use the dollar as the standard currency for the trade of oil, what happens to the American dollar?
Well, obviously it's going to go down.
It's plunging right through the floor.
Yeah, and let me ask you here. Now, China has been buying these T-bills for Lord knows how long. And, when we have such incompetent and irresponsible people in the administration that are just, or the Congress, and they're putting forth, these requests to the Federal Reserve for an extra $100 billion for the war and for, this, that, and the other thing. Now, that's all inflationary dollars. That's new dollars that are being released, and it affects all of these countries throughout the world because it's depleting their value as well. And these countries, have just gotten to the point where they're tired of it. They're tired of the irresponsibility, and they're saying enough is enough. And, Lindsay, you can't blame these countries for doing this. If you have a $100 bill in the bank and I keep turning around and I come in there every year and I steal $10 of it, and you turn around 5 years later and you only got $50 left, you'd be a little bit upset with me. And that's what's happening through this inflationary process. But go ahead and continue, Lindsay.
Well, Michael, debt must be paid. Somebody must pay, whether it be the national debt of the United States of America, which is $9 trillion plus. Let's just take, for instance, a person has a mortgage on their house. And every month they go down to the bank and they make a payment on their principal and their interest. They must make it. If they don't, the bank comes around, forecloses, and they lose their house. Now, the same is true of the national debt of the United States of America. Congress just cannot keep spending like a bunch of drunken sailors and expect forever to get by without having to pay the piper. So what's happening today? We have a $9 trillion national debt. Someone pays the interest on that debt. How do they do it? The Federal Reserve, the Treasury of the United States of America, sells securities. They sell T-bills. They sell all different types of paper. And other nations buy it because the dollar has been the standard for the world for so long until they thought they could trust it. So the standard currency has always been the dollar. Every nation in the world holds it, far as I know. Now, what happens whenever the dollar begins its decline as it's doing today? Those nations lose the value of what they hold. It's like the value of your house. If it was a $1 million house and it went down to $500,000, you would lose $500,000 in your value. And now, same thing is happening to the dollar. The dollar has gone from $1.30 to 74.98 basic points. And as a result, China, for instance, has lost between $7 and $8 billion in the paper that they hold, which is none other than the dollar. Now, let me make one other statement here that's going to be very startling. And, of course, you gold bugs, you will love this. And I make it in light of the fact that I lived with these people for 3 years. I know the elitist personally. I had the privilege of rubbing shoulders, sitting across the dinner table from them. And so that's how I can make this statement. I said a moment ago the standard currency of the world is crude oil. Now, here's another statement. The standard currency of the elitist, now watch this carefully, the standard currency of the elitist is gold. Gold and silver, precious metals, things that are tangible, that you don't have to tax, that you don't have to keep reports on. Whoever you hand them to, that's who they belong to. That is their standard currency. For instance, the other day, our former chairman of the Federal Reserve was speaking before one of the leading colleges of America. And someone asked him, they said, well, now, Mr. Greenspan, that you're no longer the chairman of the Federal Reserve, how would you like to be paid your salary every month? Would you like it to be paid in dollars in light of the fact that the dollar is declining so much in value? Or would you like it to be paid in euros? And he said, neither. Well, this was startling. And so finally, there was kind of a pause there. And he said, neither. And they said, well, what do you want to be paid in? He said, gold and silver. You see, these people, they know where the value is. They know that the dollar is collapsing very rapidly. And all of this is affecting the entire world. The Arabs are literally in a quandary, wondering what in this world they're going to do, because they're losing the value of what they have held as the standard for so long. Now, folks, here's my next one. Write this one down so that I can explain this in detail. When the oil-producing countries of the world stopped using the dollar as a standard currency for the trade of oil, the dollar at that point began its collapse. Now, here it is. I'm going to put it down for you in dates. March the 20th, 2006, Iran was the first country to ever say, and you mentioned a moment ago the Breckinridge Agreement, Michael, Iran was the first country to ever say, we're not going to use the dollar any longer. We're going to establish our own bourse. And, of course, Iran is not nuclear. Everything that has to do with Iran it's all crude oil. It's not an oil issue. I mean, it is an oil issue. It's not other things. So Iran said, we are not going to use the dollar for the sale of crude oil anymore. Then Venezuela, right on the heels of Iran, Chavez said, fifth largest oil supplier in the world, by the way, 6% of America's oil supply. No more dollars. We are opting out. We're going to other currencies. Then Nigeria. Then on the heels of that, Bolivia. Then Russia came along on May the 11th of 06 and said, we're using the ruble from now on. And by the way, Russia, as of November of last year, equaled Saudi Arabia in the output of crude oil. So, then, Saudi Arabia, this was the nail that was driven into the coffin of the American dollar. On Friday, September the 21st of 2007, Saudi Arabia said, we are going to diversify, go into other currencies, and now they're thinking very definitely of going altogether into other currencies and not using the American dollar any longer. Now, what does this happen? See, when these dollars, Iran, Venezuela, Nigeria, Bolivia, Russia, Saudi Arabia, when the dollars aren't out there floating around being used, they in turn don't buy our treasuries, and so what happens to the national debt? It doesn't get paid. In fact, the last few issues, the Federal Reserve has actually had to turn around and buy their own issues of debt trade, of T-bills and notes. Why? Because nobody's buying them. The world doesn't want our paper any longer. We buy from China, for instance. We get their tangible products, whether it be TV or a tire for an automobile or whatever it may be. We get tangibles from them. We turn around and give them paper. That's all they have is paper, $1.4 trillion worth of paper. And now they're scared to death because the value of the dollar is plummeting so much. And since these nations aren't buying the dollar anymore, these people are really in trouble. They're between a rock and a hard place, and our government says we won't hold up the dollar. So what's happening to the American? The American now is going to experience hyperinflation, and the world is bailing out of the dollar as fast as they can. Okay, here are the statistics. Look them up for yourself. You can go right on your computer and find them. This is a report from the Treasury of the United States of America for the month of August. The U.S. requires $70 billion a month in capital inflow to cover its current account deficit. That means that's what other nations must buy. Japan, China, India, Germany, I don't care who they are. They must buy $70 billion a month in treasury bills, notes, or something like that in order just to cover the account deficit of the United States national debt of $9 trillion. But listen to what happened. This is data from the U.S. Treasury showed that outflow, that means nations have sold it. They've bailed out. They've quit using it. The U.S. Treasury showed an outflow of $163 billion from the Treasury of the United States of America in August. That means here are all these being cashed in. Here's what happened. Asian investors dumped $52 billion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds alone in the month of August, led by Japan's $23 billion. They dumped it. They're getting out of it. They're scared to death of the dollar. China dumped 14.2. I think they've dumped much more than that because they've bought gold to the point that gold has gone up now in the $800 range. Taiwan dumped $5 billion. These nations are dumping the dollar and getting out as fast as they can, but they can't dump it all at once. China's $1.4 trillion of paper that they hold, if they dumped it all at one time, it would collapse the dollar totally, and then they would have too much to lose. So what do? They dump it gradually. They dump it very silently. But the problem is, it's being dumped in such immense amounts that the dollar is collapsing. Now, I'm sure most all of you recognize the name of Ron Paul.
Oh, yes.
2 weeks ago, I happened to be on a radio talk show in Jacksonville, Florida. Person called in and said, I am the campaign manager for Ron Paul for the state of Florida. And, I said, congratulations. Appreciate the great job you're doing. He said, did you hear what Ron Paul said last week? Now, in order to understand the significance of this, you've got to understand who Ron Paul is. Ron Paul has been in the House of Representatives in the United States Congress for the past 30-something years. He is on the Banking House Subcommittee. That means he knows everything that's going on in banking as much as any person in Washington, D.C., and he said Ron Paul last week made the statement that the dollar is going to zero. Now, I didn't say that. That's not Lindsey Williams saying that. I couldn't competently say that. I can talk to you about crude oil and tell you I know what I'm talking about. But when it comes to the dollar, Ron Paul knows what he's talking about, and Ron Paul said the dollar is going to zero. That means at some point that the dollar is going to collapse because the world is bailing out. They're not using it for the trade of oil. They're scared to death of our national debt. We have the largest national debt of any nation on the face of the earth. Now, let's try to think for a moment. We have $9 trillion national debt. Think for a moment about $1 trillion. I can't even in my mind comprehend $1 trillion. But let's try to do it this way. If China, with their $1.4 trillion of paper that they hold, do you realize $1 trillion would build an Eiffel Tower out of pure gold? $1 trillion, I'm going to go a step further, $1 trillion would buy all of the available gold on the face of the earth. I didn't say all the gold. Much gold is held by many people, and they wouldn't let loose of anything. But I'm talking about available gold that you could go to a gold dealer and buy. All of the available gold on the face of the earth could be bought for $1 trillion. There's really not that much of it out there. Now, if China bought with that $1.4 trillion nothing but gold, they'd buy the gold market out for the whole world of the available gold. So you see, they can't dump it that quickly, and it would totally collapse the American dollar. But as these countries opt out and don't buy our treasury bills and our national indebtedness any longer and pay the interest on the national debt, what's going to happen to the dollar? It is going to continue to plummet just like it's doing right now, Michael.
Well, let me ask you, Lindsay, you know, and I had made a prediction, and I shared this with you off the air. I mean, obviously, you know, they're already putting out the Christmas. I went into a drugstore today, and they were already playing Christmas music in there. I mean, and here it is, you know, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. But my prediction is that, you know, we're seeing the decline of the dollar, and we're seeing the Fed inject this money into the stock market to keep it artificially propped up to continue their smoke and mirrors charade for a while. But it looks to me like they're trying their best to keep this propped up until after the holidays. And then after that happens, I can see, I mean, as fast as these other countries are dumping the dollar, Lindsay, you know, it's like a roller coaster going over that highest point and starting on its way down. It starts real slow, but then it escalates and starts going a lot faster. And I see that we're right on the precipice of this dollar falling over the cliff. Would I be far off that, Mark?
Well, I think I remember when I was a boy that you would start a snowball at the top of the hill, and it would be a little bitty thing that was just big enough for you to make in your hand so to get it rolling. And by the time it got to the bottom of the hill, it was big enough to make a snowman out of. And that is exactly what you have just said, Michael. We start out gradually, and this thing becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and by the time it gets to the bottom of the hill, the dollar has basically collapsed. But, Michael, there is a reason why they want this to collapse. They actually want the collapse of the dollar, but they want it orderly, and they want it so that the American people don't get too upset at our Federal Reserve and our government and Mr. Bush in particular. So why do they want it to collapse? They want it to collapse so they can bring in a new currency. Now, this is a currency of the North American Union. They've already named it. It's the Amero. In fact, we just finished producing a DVD. Folks, have your pencil and paper ready. Now, later on in the program, I'd like to tell you how you can get this. We have just finished producing a DVD. We went back and took CNN News, Lou Dobbs, and Jim Cramer and some others, and put them on this DVD to show you what the North American Union is all about, putting together Canada, United States of America, and Mexico. And they have been planning this for 5 years, even though the Congress of the United States of America didn't know a thing about it until about 6 or 8 months ago. Now they do, of course. But they didn't. They'd planned it silently while our president and the heads of Mexico and Canada met in secret places and planned the demise and the destruction of the Constitution of the United States of America. And they even have named the currency and the date by which they intend to exchange it. Yes, that's right. You read their minutes, and you'll find that they plan to do this by 2010. So where does that put us? Well, Michael, we'll get into this some more of this in a moment or two.
All right, Lindsay, thank you so much. Boy, you know that music. We'll be back in three with my guest, Lindsay Williams. Folks, a lot more to cover. Stick with us. Call your friends. This is the great one here. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, along with Lindsay Williams, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Lindsay, I wanted to ask you, now, all of these Americans out here that have been working diligently all their life, they were fortunate enough to maintain a job for any semblance of time. You know, they have their IRAs and their 401ks and their, you know, their pension funds. In the decline of this dollar, as it escalates, all of that money that they've saved in there and all of the regulations that the Internal Revenue Service has for, you know, causing them to keep it locked up, otherwise they pay a penalty for it or they pay the taxes on it, that's by design, because when this goes, their pension funds go as well. Is that correct?
I feel so sorry for the senior citizen, for the person who's worked all of their life and just put their savings in dollar-denominated securities of any kind whatsoever. It just irates me to think that all of this is being done by design plan in order to steal it from me. It is literally outright thievery, and they're taking the dollar away from them. Someone said to me, well, let me go back just a little bit. I've just returned from two speaking engagements outside the United States of America. I was in Cancun, Mexico for 7 days. We had hundreds of people from different countries, many countries of the world. We had 30 speakers over an 8-day period. I had the privilege of being one amongst many. And I only stayed home for a few days and then went to Panama. Panama Canal is there, of course, one of the 7 wonders of the world. I wanted my son and wife to see it. So we just came back from Panama where we had a seminar. And there actually was an ambassador from a country that was speaking there, and I think somewhere 20-something speakers. I saw some things that were alarming. A person said to me in Panama, they said, Lindsay, we would never give up our dollar. This was a wealthy businessman. He said, we wouldn't give up the greenback. He said, you can't tell me that they're going to issue an Amero because, he said, I would just never go that route. I said, yes, you would. He said, how? I said, very easy. I said, if you took a wheelbarrow load of dollars to the grocery store in order to buy a loaf of bread, you'd beg the Federal Reserve at that point to issue a new currency because the dollar had collapsed. He said, well, yeah, I guess in light of something like that, possibly would. Now, you see, all of this is a part of a design plan. It's a part of an agenda that they have. The North American Union is a part of that. And we're going to go more into this as we go along through this program.
Okay. Now, with that being said, you know, we've got all these people out here with all these pension funds and the 401ks and all this stuff, and I'm talking about what they think is money, but really it's just paper. The currency itself is fiat currency. But, you know, I visualize if this does what I think it's going to do and it crashes, it's going to be worse than 1929, number one. And number two, there's going to be rioting in the street. Henceforth, the reason most likely why they're beefing up the police, militarizing them, putting black water on the streets and so forth to maintain control. I mean, it's going to be a mess, Lindsay.
Oh, 1929 was a Sun School picnic compared to what this is going to be. There has never been a precedence for this any time down through the history of the world, where the government itself was bankrupt. The currency, of course, many currencies have gone to zero. It did in Germany at the last war, and other countries have had the same thing, so that's nothing new. You can definitely have that happen, but now the government is broke, the people are broke, the currency goes to zero, and the standard currency of the world that every country in the world is holding loses its value. You're right. There has never been a time in the history of the world where all of these factors were in play as they are right now.
It's pretty scary, my friend. And I have friends out there who have just that. They have pension funds and 401ks, and I've talked to them till I'm blue in the face, and they just won't do anything. And I don't know what else to do but throw my hands up in the air and pray for them. Anyway, coming up to the top of the hour, folks, we'll be back in 2 minutes this time. Michael Herzog from Phoenix, Arizona, The American Awakening, with my guest, the eloquent Lindsay Williams. Second hour coming up. Stick with us and call your friends. We might even open the phone lines at some point. Be right back.
With